do.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. We are live in downtown Vegas. Circa Resort and Casino is your spot. A very busy three-hour program lined up today. Tons, obviously, leading into Team USA taking on Belgium tonight at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Among our guests, Anthony DeBundo has been on this show and the network several times. Great on the World Cup in 30 minutes. Tommy Smith in 1 hour. Chris Felica on the program coming up in 90 minutes. Mike Palm, final hour of the show. They are taking, as you can imagine, gigantic bets here at Circa. What was the first bet that you heard that was a big one? $750,000 the other day on USA?
No, they did. They took, a million on Argentina, whatever it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, And then leading into this one, they're taking obviously a ton of money. And if you look at the prediction markets, obviously, there is a ton of liquidity in these two matches, and we'll spend, this has been now a very hectic 24 hours, but it feels like it's a developing story. Belgium's appeal just got shot down. Mm-hmm. Well, they were allowed to actually appeal, but then FIFA said, that's no good. And we're going to actually be full throttle here tonight for Team USA. Can you believe the developments here in the last day, Pauly?
No, it's incredible. So they're going to explore all options, and we're getting several tweets and emails on this asking, will prediction markets put up, will they walk off the pitch or not play?
Mm-hmm.
They want that market, which I wouldn't be surprised if they do that in protest, but they got it right. And whether or not he just placed a phone call and nudged them in the direction of Trump and say, look at this, Balogun served his time already to be penalized for almost half the match. That's the penalty. So it was ridiculous how it was ruled anyways. And if they're going to cry about this, some people might come back and say karma, whatever. But it would be incredible if he scores the game-winning goal tonight and we win. We also need this, too, because we're down with the host nations now. We're the last man standing well. So it's just been an incredible 24 hours and how this worked out. And I'm excited for tonight. And we'll see what Belgium does, that they're talking a big game and talking tough. And other people who follow the sport are also saying maybe they should walk off the pitch too.
Yeah. Well, I've seen other people like on social media say that now they want USA to lose the match. It's gotten a little ugly here, obviously.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
A lot on this, obviously. Like,
that's outrageous if you're an American. I can't believe you would tweet that.
I would disagree with you, though. I don't think they got it right. I mean, I think originally the call was absolutely atrocious, but this makes it 10 times worse, in my opinion. I don't think there's any way, shape, or form they should have overturned it. Now, that said, I get it. They did it with Ronaldo before the tournament.
Right.
And also, this is the same governing body that allowed the event to be played in Qatar in 2022, and they pushed the event to December. And oh, by the way, what happened to thousands of people who were pretty much forced into building those stadiums? They lost their lives. So this is like as corrupt as it gets.
Yeah, Blatter chiming in.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
More people died building those stadiums and died on 9/11. They took your passport so you couldn't leave.
Yeah.
Incredible. He's saying, this is corrupt. They are pointing out Article 27, that they're able to do this as well. But there's also like some rules where a president can't get involved as well. So the back and forth has been nuts the last 12 hours.
I think this is the ultimate ball don't lie moment in sports tonight.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's going to backfire on the U.S. I hope I'm dead wrong with that. First of all, I have a pretty decent bet on them to lose in the quarters in the next match to either Spain or Portugal. And that's at plus 225. So I really want them to win, so that bet's possibly active. But even beyond that, if they were to win and I lose that bet, and then they made the semis or they were actually playing for the World Cup finale, you can't top it. It'd be one of the best things to ever happen in sports. So I don't really want to buy into the narrative that Belgium had a spark lit now under the team and they're going to be, extra pissed off for the match. Mm-hmm. Well, you're playing to get to the quarters of the World Cup. Does this mean that you're going to go out there and have some sort of edge that did not exist before? That I can't. So that would be like, oh, I got to bet Belgium now. Not going to happen because of that. I do think we can get both teams to score a goal, though, tonight.
Oh, love that.
Yeah.
Love the over as well. We have 10 goals so far in the tournament. We've scored 2 goals at least in every match. We've scored first in all 4. And this is our toughest test. So FIFA rankings, they're number 9. We're number 15. And let's see what we're made of tonight and if we can get it done. Because if we win, Friday's a monster. Whoever wins his Portugal-Spain match, which is nil-nil at the half.
Well, I'm sure whichever, I mean, the way that this tournament has been going, we're probably going to get two and a half hours of nothing but drama tonight. Then you say that you notice in a prediction market that you can bet on how many people are going to watch the game tonight?
Over under 32 million.
32. I said if they made it like below 30, I was going to absolutely bet it. They had 24 peak last match.
Right.
This is Monday night football. I would still lean to go over 32 million.
Okay.
The deeper we get into the tournament.
Yeah.
All right. So this is, we have a lot of audio today on the show, by the way, to get into because it has been such a controversial last 24 hours, obviously. Let's begin here. Let's begin with the president of this country, Donald Trump, talking to the media today and explain that he asked for a review from FIFA.
What happened? They got sort of entangled. He didn't do anything wrong, and he's our best player or one of our best players, a very vital player. And he gave him a red card. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't think it meant much. Then I started hearing that that means he can't play in the next game, at least in the next game. I said, boy, that's a big, you know, if it happened to another player, it would have been unfair, but when they take your best player or just about, they have some great players, but, and they say you can't play. That's very unfair. That's, you know, it's one thing to penalize somebody for the game, but how do you penalize them for a game that hasn't been played yet? It's very unfair. You can't do that. So, yes, I asked for a review by FIFA.
Got it. Yes. Yeah. He's making good points.
But now,
I'm with him.
FIFA, they have tried to make it abundantly clear that the phone call had no impact on their decision.
Yes, they were already looking at this as, yes, and with this Article 27, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But this is, not with the VAR to get involved in the first place as well, and the call wasn't made on the field, which we went over numerous times as well. So you're concerned about the karma factor.
A little bit.
We'll see what transpires tonight, but hopefully we can do this and it's also a little revenge for 2014 when they took us out 2-1.
Yeah, and they lost recently in a friendly as well. I get it. Some players were out for that match, obviously, but that was 5-2 Belgium on that side. And also, like, the whole thing. Now, you have been one person to say, give Belgium a break here a little bit. Like, the numbers, they were putting a lot of shots on, and they just weren't scoring.
I can't do that anymore.
But I was saying, like, there was so much negativity about the team, and now would you be surprised tonight if they do come out and play, like, to their level?
Yeah.
Because, like, this is potentially it. This is, like, everybody's calling this the golden age for Belgian soccer. Like, beyond this World Cup, they're going to have a major youth movement, and their stars like De Bruyne and also Lukaku are probably going to be whacked or, you know, not on the next year's team. And if they all come out and play to their level, I mean...
That's an interesting point. Maybe it's like Brazil, you know, where Brazil vomited on themselves in their earliest exit since 1990.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat Tunisia 5-0. They beat Croatia 2-0. Then they come into the World Cup, and the 1-1 draw, which was an own goal, then the 0-0 detector was out. They finally showed who they were against New Zealand, as they were awesome there. As I've said all tournament, though, the shots have been there. But the goals didn't go in until New Zealand. And then they got the gift and the miracle against Senegal. So they haven't looked like a top 10 team all tournament.
Yep. So again, strong opinions heard throughout this show from a lot of different people chiming in about it. Alex Crook is going to be on our show tomorrow. He's with TalkSport. He's been joining the network throughout the World Cup. He was on VSiN by the books earlier this morning, and he wasn't exactly ecstatic about the ruling.
Well, I think I've got to choose my words carefully here, but I think it's a shameful decision from FIFA to overturn this red card. Never before in World Cup history have we had it, so it's unprecedented. There isn't an appeals process against red cards like we have in the Premier League when it comes to a World Cup. Did I think it was a red card? Probably not. But having it been given, as I say, there is no precedent for it being overturned. Belgium have reacted angrily. They've released a statement this morning confirming their appeal. I think that appeal has probably gone in too late. But the harsh reality for me, and probably a lot of your viewers won't agree because obviously they've got US bias, Balogun should not be playing in this game. And I do wonder if it might work against the US because I was quite strong on the US to beat Belgium. I don't think Belgium are particularly a good team at this tournament, but it might just galvanize them, that injustice. So it could well backfire.
I think you're going to hear a lot of people say that.
Well, the other thing, too, is now what? Like, because it opens the door. Now, you need to have an appeals process, but yeah, now it's, right, I'm going to appeal this, I'm going to appeal that. Is that a yellow? Was that a red? Should this guy be able to play? So you're opening up the door to shenanigans down the road. But you need to have an appeals process in place, though. I would say that first and foremost.
I totally agree, Paulie.
Yeah.
How do you not?
Yes.
By the way, how big have prediction markets become? At last check, there's almost $4 billion at Polymarket on the outrights for the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Almost $4 billion.
Imagine if we win. Friday, 3 Eastern, to go to the semis.
One time.
The other thing is, the odds are out of whack, don't you agree? When we're like 25, 28 to 1 to win the whole thing? Our possible path is Belgium, either Portugal or Spain, France and Argentina? That could be the path? That's got to be like 70 to 1, 60 to 1.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go the other way. I mean, there's no way I could take 28 to 1 right now. But that's also probably, I mean, books also, this is like Tiger Woods, right? He could come back and play the British Open next week.
Yeah, that's right.
And they could put him at 50 to 1 and take bets on him.
Yeah.
So I'm sure some books, they could probably lower to like 12 to 1. They're still going to take. Yeah, I could not fire 18 to 1. Also, like if you back up like 2 years, whenever the best number was out there for USA, do you regret not having a ticket on them in pocket?
No.
Neither do I.
No.
The path is going to become too difficult.
Yes, the path is brutal, but also they had to show us as well.
Oh, true. True.
I'm shocked that they won the group to begin with. So if we're able to win this is just gravy. If we can keep this going, it's awesome.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, more. The master of corruption chimed in on FIFA's decision. It's a golden boot race for the ages. Oh. And wait until the England manager was amazing after their winning match last night in Mexico. You're going to hear from him on the red card coming up next.
Let me get your attention real quick, podcast listeners. I've got something for you that almost feels too good to be true. First, credit where credit's due. If you're listening to this podcast, you're already leveling up your betting game. You're riding along with our best bets and top angles. And when there's a good game on, you're getting involved with a few props and alt markets as well. There's one more layer if you really want to step things up, and that's VSiN Pro. I've mentioned it before, but things are only getting better for our pro subscribers. We just rolled out our MLB prop projections, breaking down some of the best edges across strikeouts, hits, home runs, and more. And that's on top of everything else pro subscribers already get, including public betting splits, expert picks, and betting guides across the sports calendar. If you haven't tried it yet, stop sleeping on it. You can get your first month just $9.99 or save big with promo code POD26 on the annual subscription. Hit the link in the description and start cashing in with VSiN Pro. All right, back to the show.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
And what a day. What a summer.
Oh,
what a tournament, man.
I'm going to be so depressed when it's over. And I can't believe I'm saying that.
Well, don't even look at Wednesday.
Yeah.
We have no games.
I know.
I don't even know what to do with myself.
Oh, this has been so good.
I can't. I you know, on Saturday, I was like, can we get like 3 more games? Can we force some games back onto the schedule here?
No kidding. Not to mention how all the players are doing so well, the customers. Because all the big stars are scoring.
Yeah.
And that big 5-teamer hit again. Where all the right in a row, bing, bing, bang, bang, boom, where all the top guys scored and the superstars scored. It's just, it's phenomenal. I can't get enough of it.
I know. And then that match last night, I don't know how to rank the best matches of the tournament, but everything included the environment. Hey, Jude coming in twice like that. And also defensively, Harry Kane, the man yet again, losing his voice afterwards. And Mexico seemingly with 1,000 chances late after the red card. And I wanted Mexico to win.
I wanted another goal.
So that's what I wanted.
To get 30 minutes of extra time and then possibly penalties.
Yep.
As they were a man down. I know. And it would have been an earthquake if they would have tied it. What if I told you before the match, Mexico was going to score twice and England would be a man down?
Yeah. Who do you think would win? How do you think you'd bet it?
You'd shove. I mean, and they haven't allowed a goal and they were unbeatable in the Azteca and they lose 3-2.
Yeah. Like nothing happened. Now, I think that was the game plan for England, right? We're going to conserve our energy. We're at super high altitude here. It's hot and humid. And we don't want to get into this pressing match the entire time with Mexico. And it was calculated. They're kicking a lot of long balls, taking their time, and then bang, bang, for it to pop like that twice in a row. But then somehow Mexico responds. And that all happened in within 6 minutes. And I thought they were going to get another one before halftime.
Yep. The second one, you cannot allow.
No, absolutely
ridiculous.
Not.
Ridiculous.
No.
Did you do anything here? This is getting interesting.
I have Spain minus 102 before it started.
Okay, 54th minute, no score. Under 1.5, minus 140. Draw plus 150. Hopefully we get the winner.
Are you on anything in this match?
I'm under 2.5.
Okay. Then also, I mean, the first match yesterday, I mean, Erling Haaland is an absolute superstar.
Yeah.
I love the guy. He's growing on me. Unlike, you know, I feel like a kid all over again, watching somebody for the first time play at the World Cup level, obviously, and how much he's enjoying himself in this run that they're on right now. My nickname for him is the Night Stalker. He comes out of nowhere when you're least suspecting
not
it.
Bad.
Right?
I was going Daemon Targaryen. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, well, he had the looks, yeah.
Yeah, he looks exactly like him.
He does, absolutely.
Yep.
And then he finishes with two?
Yeah.
He's not even doing anything. And then people after the match are like, he doesn't bully people. He's not running up and down. He's calculated. He watches his opponents. He studies them. And then he strikes when, you know, it's the best imaginable time for him.
So many people have sent me texts, and there was so much stuff on social media to say, like, I called it. I told you. When this guy was 19, I said, watch out. Or I predicted it when he was 21. Well, you got it right.
Yeah, you certainly
did.
He's
a beast. I can't believe they beat Brazil. But
what a poor job by Brazil to mark him.
The whole thing was stupid.
What was that?
The stutter step, pitter patter on the penalty.
Yep.
That changed it. They have a breakaway and a guy blew that as well. You weren't aggressive. You don't mark him. The whole thing was lunacy. They lost.
So you gave the best striker, well, you know, he's absolutely elite. You gave him time to handle the ball a couple of different times, set it up to fire an absolute laser beam by the goalie. Horrible job by Brazil. And then they pull off their rock star for the penalty kick. And they said after the match, yeah, the data says he's not top five on our team.
Oh, that too. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Neymar's talking trash, but he knew. He knew that was it.
Uh-huh.
He was going to call it quits after the match if they lost, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
An international play.
Good trash talk. Asking the keeper, where you want me to go?
Where do you want it?
Doesn't matter. The score anyways.
By the way, how good was the keeper?
Uh-huh.
How about that one goal when he's flying all the way back to get it like that?
Yeah.
It's insane, man. So now with the golden boot, Messi and Mbappe, Haaland tied at 7 apiece. I get it. You have to bump up Haaland's odds because they're a dog here against Harry Kane in England. But would anybody who has been watching this event, would you be surprised if Haaland puts two in again and they beat England? I watched the live stream last night with Nigel and with Meatman, like 5 a.m. their time. They're up after the match. And Nigel said, if you told me before the tournament started we were going to get Norway to go to the semis, sign me up right now.
That's right.
100%. And then he also added, then after that, we're going to get Argentina or maybe Colombia. Where do I sign up? Where do I put my name on the dotted line?
How good is that?
But I also am thinking,
hope we get that Saturday. And Colombia is definitely live.
Oh, they are, for sure. For sure. A lot of people thought it looked easy last night for Mexico. Didn't work. There's no way I'm ruling Haaland and Norway out of this match. There's no way I could do that.
I would take Harry Kane.
Okay.
Because he takes penalties as well, and he's also the fox in the box, and the ball finds him.
Get him higher than 10-1.
Look at that. I would say yes. I would just look at Harry Kane. I think England should win Saturday as well.
Yeah.
To win in that environment, that's incredible.
I think it's
what they're able to do.
You don't want to go any lower than that.
Yeah.
Bellingham was so good, played the match of his life last night. But you're not going to take him. He has four. This kid, Oyarzabal has four for Spain today, but they haven't scored one. He was 45-1 in Dembele for France. He has four as well, but he scored that hat trick in the one match, and that's all about Mbappe anyway. So I guess I like your angle with Kane because they are the favorite in that match, and that would put him in the semis. But the two at the top, Messi has a game in hand because he has to play yet tomorrow.
Yeah, going to be tough. You know, the other thing maybe you can do with it is to win the golden boot and to win the tournament. You could also maybe hedge with name the finalist, which is a great market as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's you're not getting any value. I mean, it's just even money on Mbappe, plus 120, whatever. Messi, plus 160. No bargain here anymore.
Well, but you're right. You're right, basically. If you're putting in these parlays of all of those four guys to score, it's only happened in, Kane did not score in the Ghana draw, obviously. That was scoreless. And Mbappe did not score in one match either. Other than that, it's popped every single match, right?
Yeah.
Even the match that...
Well, it's also multiple goals, too.
Sure. Even Messi comes... He subs in. in the one meaningless game that they had in group play.
Jordan.
And he scores late.
Yep. Been awesome. It's awesome. How are you feeling tonight?
Mildly confident.
Mm-hmm. I think it's goals. That's my strongest take is the over.
Yeah.
We see goals.
What about both teams to score parlayed with the over 2.5?
Yep. Like that too.
Absolutely.
Can we get the lead early for the fifth straight match? That's big. I think it's imperative that we jump on them early, and that would be huge. You know, we had the benefit in the first two matches where we got not only the early goal, but it was an own goal. If you want to take that again, 25-1, go ahead. But also it just seems, while you're kind of concerned and other people about the karma and this, maybe it's all about Balogun tonight. And he finds a way to do it, and he's the hero, and they win, and he scores the first goal, game-winning goal, whatever.
Oh, imagine.
And I can't put
winner.
You off that because he's been so good.
Yeah, and that is the most popular bet at several sports books today for him anytime. Again, to reiterate this, you mentioned it earlier, so here we go. USA, they've scored at least twice in all four of their matches so far. 10 in total. Belgium, they got off to a slow start.
Yep.
But they've scored 7 goals across their last two matches in normal time. So I think that ties into the idea of USA being very aggressive as well. Still some star power here on the Belgium side. And then getting one in from both sides and then tying that in. I know that's been a popular bet at VSiN.com. Alex Blowers has been doing that for a handful of matches where he plays both teams to score and then the over like 2.5. Here at Circa, they moved the number to 3.5. Under is minus 170. We're going to get to 4?
Wow.
In the match?
Oh,
that seems pretty heavy duty.
Yes.
There was an attempt by Spain, but...
Okay.
Guidry shot it about 10 feet over the goal.
I'm surprised by that. Okay, and excellent.
The 3.5?
Yeah. I want to take a look at 0-0 at the half as well. And Balogun is 6-1 to score the first goal of the game.
Oh, you want to go 0-0 at the half?
I want to see what it is. Yeah. I'm going to see what 0-0 is.
Oh, that's at DraftKings. I'm sorry. That total's at DraftKings. Okay.
No problem.
The 0-0's got to be a pretty decent number, I would think, right?
Yeah. And the Meatman gave out the plus 230 in the Portugal match. That came in.
But you want to bet 0-0 halftime, but then still over for the game?
I want to see what it pays.
Okay.
Because we're up to 3.5 now with DK. That's something. 0-0 is 16-1 for the match.
For the match. By the way, we have a pending corner kick here for the Spanish side as we are in the 62nd minute. No score. See if they can do anything with this attempt at all.
Did you see the sequence before halftime?
Oh, yes.
Ronaldo almost scored.
Yeah.
And then the keeper. This guy, what are we at now? 580 minutes without allowing a goal? Spain has done?
Stretch that he had early on was awesome.
Oh, man.
Again, some of the stuff that we're getting from the goalkeepers in this tournament has just been, and then it goes without saying, but the Cape Verde goaltender was just, that match on Friday night is that the best of the tournament?
No question.
I stayed here and watched that at Circa. It was
unbelievable. What drama.
The goal.
All time. Little guy, population, 500,000, all of it.
The equalizer to tie it at 2 was all time good. Plenty of time today discussing USA and Belgium on the program. We'll get analysis from a betting perspective. As Anthony DeBundo is going to join the program, coming up next from The Ringer, does he like USA in the match tonight?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
What a match we have coming up tonight. What a 24-hour span it's been as well. Much more on it throughout the next 2.5 hours on this program. Right now we go out to the Progressive Guest Line. Anthony DeBundo has been crushing it. Well, he's been on this show, the network several times also. Great job, obviously, at The Ringer during this last month or so with the World Cup. Anthony, thanks for the time today here on Match Day. How are you?
I'm great. Enjoying what's been a rather cagey Spain-Portugal game thus far.
Yeah, no doubt. Still scoreless here, 68th minute. We'll keep you up to date if anything scores while Anthony is on the horn with us here. What did you make of the last 24 hours and how we ultimately got to this point where Balogun's going to be playing?
I mean, at this point, the corruption of FIFA is more the expectation than a surprise. I have found it interesting that a lot of people who maybe are dropping into soccer every once in a while are like, oh my gosh, this is so bad or great, or this is just par for the course for FIFA. They make the rules, they make them as vague as possible so that they can kind of do whatever they want. And now it's been picked up by a lot of people who are outside of the soccer realm. And look, it's creating a huge buzz and atmosphere for tonight's match. But at this point, we just need to get the kickoff because I am tired of talking about it.
How about the Belgium side as far as the players? How much do you think they care about this? And you made a great point about it was a ridiculous penalty to begin with.
Yeah, I think most of the players, you know, it'd be one thing if Balogun had a history or had some kind of, malice in what he did. But I think even the most steadfast Bosnian player would say that he didn't mean to do it. What happened, and it was an unfortunate incident where he trods on the guy's ankle and gets sent off. But it wasn't like it was a malicious intent. So I think the players aren't going to be going after Balogun. People are like, they need extra motivation. This is a World Cup knockout match for Belgium. I think they should be plenty motivated already. I would hope so, at least. Right. And I'd expect the same from the United States. So, you know, it's a lot more interesting to me, I guess, like, how did their game plans change? How are they planning to approach the U.S.? But I don't really think the game plan changes all that much for either team with Balogun in the lineup.
I'm glad you brought that part up of it, by the way, because you're going to hear, and I have over the last 24 hours, like, oh, this is that extra spark for Belgium now. I'm like, they're playing to go to the quarterfinals in the World Cup. Do they need extra motivation? I think making a bet based on how Belgium might react to this Balogun news, I think, is a huge mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at this point, you know, this is anybody who's watched this tournament now for the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, can understand what it means to all of these players, players collapsing to their knees after wins and losses and putting everything they have into these contests, whether they're Cape Verde, Paraguay, or France, or Germany, right? So I think, you know, Belgium has a lot of issues, including trying to defend Flo Balogun. It's not going to be getting motivated for tonight's game.
Yes. Watch Anthony tonight on Netflix with Bill Simmons and Chris Ryan after the game. Check that out as soon as the match is over. So I've been waiting for this top 10 Belgium team to show up. And other than New Zealand, it hasn't been the case. So what do you expect from Lukaku and Belgium if they'll look like a top 10 team and live up to their FIFA rankings tonight?
Yeah, I'm just not sure they are that anymore, quite frankly. Okay. And I think that what we've seen from Belgium at this tournament, you know, their second game, they had to play without their best player, Jeremy Doku. Romelu Lukaku has not been fit enough really to play a full 90 in any match. So they've kind of played a half with Diquet Tellaere, and Diquet Tellaere doesn't really fit in the tactical flow of how this Belgium team likes to play. So they've kind of struggled to get any kind of box productivity from their forwards in the first halves of these games. And then even in the second half against Senegal, they had this great comeback, right? Once they take off De Bruyne and Doku, I rewatched it. I didn't feel like there was some big tactical change or some big change in the way they played. I just thought they chipped some balls into the box and a couple things fell their way. The goalie made a mistake and all of a sudden you blinked and it was 2-2. It wasn't like, oh wow, Belgium brought in this player and he changed the game or whatnot. Yes, Lukaku is better than Diquet Tellaere for what they're trying to do, but you still feel all the limitations. And I think it ultimately comes down to, you know, the De Bruyne, Tielemans, Vanaken midfield that they rolled out against Senegal. It just doesn't have a lot of athleticism at this point in their careers. Yeah. And especially De Bruyne, like, he's just not the player that he once was. So you're left with a team that can be had in transition and a team that just takes longer to move the ball up the field. So if the U.S. keys in on Doku, I really do think they have the advantage tonight.
Okay, very good. By the way, I said after that match was done, we were live on the air. My takeaway was, I think, be careful what you wish for. But somebody here, like most of us rooting for Team USA, I did not want to play Senegal. So I thought getting Belgium was probably a break in this next match. Would you agree with that?
I would. I thought Senegal looked pretty flawed their first two games, but then they changed some things up tactically as well and made some subs and took out some players who were underperforming and looked much better defensively the last two games. Granted, Iraq was not too tough of a defensive foe to face, but they I thought would have been a tougher matchup because of one, depth, and then two, just the changes they made. I thought they were more dangerous in transition. The U.S. is going to be very comfortable letting Belgium have possession in their own half, and then once Belgium enters the U.S. half, springing certain presses to try to get to try to win the ball and then get in transition as much as possible.
What kind of a match you expect out of Pulisic tonight?
This is the opportunity for him that he really hasn't had. You know, he had such a great game in the first half against Paraguay, but it's very easy to realize, like, we haven't seen much Christian Pulisic in this tournament. He wasn't really a huge factor against Bosnia. He didn't play against Australia. But I think this match is much more similar to Turkey, where you saw Pulisic's ability to get in behind, to make those darting runs, to time it up with the center backs who are playing balls, and Robinson, who plays balls in behind. There's just going to be more space for him. And Pulisic is at his best when he has freedom, when he can come short to the halfway line, pick up the ball, be an outlet, and bring it forward. And when he makes those little runs in behind and they're chipping balls over these Belgian defenders, Castagne, the right back, Meunier, the right back, whichever one they start, or, you know, potentially Mekele, the right center back, both guys, Pulisic has the edge over, I think, in individual battles. So that's a huge edge for the United States as trying to get their star man free.
Do you have a best bet on this match tonight?
So I did take USA to advance -108. Now it's come out a little bit. Mm-hmm. My number is 132. So if you can find better than that, I'm good to bet it. That's what my fare was coming into this match. I think the US, you know, Balogun aside, has a serious coaching edge as well. Pochettino's proven that. Like, one midfield to me looks very functional. Adams, McKennie, and Tillman have all played really well. I think they've been enhanced by Pochettino's tactics and pressing and kind of like how they've approached these matches. And Rudy Garcia, the Belgian manager, I don't think they've had a lot of great solutions for how they move the ball up the field. And I think that's going to get exposed tonight.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Anthony DeBundo, doing a great job for The Ringer, covering the World Cup. What do you think? Is there a bet to be made right now, you think, for the Golden Boot? Paulie and I were talking about this in the previous segment and what a race this has turned into.
Yeah, it's a crazy race. If I had to make one pick, it'd probably be Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Currently, I know he's a goal behind the big three, but I really do think England's going to make the World Cup final. And really, at this point, It's all about playing the most games. So if England beats Norway, if England beats Argentina or Colombia, all of a sudden you get that extra game in there. Kane's on penalties. And look, this English attack has been really good at this tournament. They had the one bad game against Ghana, a very difficult low block. They're not going to see a Ghana-like defense again. And when teams have come out and tried to press England, when teams have come out and really played soccer against England, Croatia and Mexico the other night, you really saw England actually get forward, actually create chances. And Kane was obviously one of the main beneficiaries of that. He scored twice against Croatia, and then he scored a huge goal last night. Granted, it was a penalty, but he scored a great goal last night too. So Kane is going to be constantly getting opportunities in this tournament, and the price is much better than Mbappe or Messi. I mean, Spain's got to get through this match, but like, they don't really have an explosive goal scorer. You start looking around Argentina, of course, Messi is Messi. And that's why he's the second favorite, but I wouldn't touch the two favorites.
You mentioned you like us tonight. How can we compete against Spain or France?
France is a really tough matchup for the United States. I think they are the toughest matchup in the entire tournament for the US in the sense that, you know, France will not press, will not give transition opportunities to the United States. They will just sit there and wait for the U.S. to inevitably give the ball away. And then our individual defending is not on the level, I think, to handle France. Spain is the toughest midfield matchup because of how they press, how they possess the ball. But, you know, even watching Spain now, as I sit here and talk to you guys, I'm watching Spain, there have been holes. There are holes in this Spanish defense and transition, where you could see a world where like a Robinson or a Dest or a Pulisic were to be able to find space. Now, they'd be a heavy dogs to both, probably around Spain -300, France even bigger, if they played them to advance. But, you know, I don't think they'd be totally out of it, just because I don't think there's a single team at this tournament that's just on the verge of running away with it.
Very good. Awesome stuff, Anthony. Yes. And again, you're going to be on Netflix tonight with Simmons and the crew after the match is over with Breaking It All Down. You can follow him on X at Anthony DeBundo, DABBUNDO. Enjoy it. Best of luck with the bet on USA as well.
Go USA, everybody. Let's go. Let's bring it home.
Absolutely.
Get to the quarters.
Great job.
Join us here on the Progressive Guest Line.
I don't care what anybody says. The performance against Paraguay looks better every day. For us to score four on them, and I know they were dirty, and it was ridiculous how they played against France, but that looks better by the day, strong we were in that performance against Paraguay.
To his point about looking better, I would say that England, looking back, their match against Croatia, looks pretty awesome right now.
Yes.
Try to do that with a bunch of teams. Up next, Win Some, Lose Some. Paulie covers a plethora of betting action from the weekend, including a 90-1 bomb that cashed yesterday.
Win Some, Lose Some is sponsored by the Sharp Plays.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Incredible weekend. Started while we were live on the air Friday. Egypt and Australia as your first goal, 19-1, to go to PKs, 4-1. Egypt wins on penalties, 8-1. 1-1 exact score, 5-1. Own goal again, plus 550. Draw, plus 190. Argentina, Cape Verde. Top 20, top 10 sporting event of our lifetime. How they came, I mean, the whole thing that plays into this is the little guy and the engine that could in a population of 500,000. And they come back not once, but twice.
The goal to make it 2-2 was, you could tell me, top five goal of our life, whatever. I mean, whatever the number is. And it just, I tweeted this out after the match. I'm like, and the NCAA announced they're going to expand to 76 teams. You're watching that match. You can't possibly tell me you want Auburn in at 5-13 in the SEC. We all want the little guy. Cape Verde was the best story of the tournament for one reason.
Yep.
It's why their population is 530,000. Argentina is 46 million with the best player of all time. Get out of here.
Yep. Duarte, anytime, 35-1. Messi, first, 2-1. Draw, plus 750. 1-1 exact score, 15-1. Argentina in extra time, 20-1. BTTS, plus 190. Own goal, plus 550. The 14th of the tournament, which is a record. We got 12 matches still left. More on that in a second. Colombia, Ghana, 1-0, plus 450. Morocco, Canada, 3-0, 15-1. Morocco to make the quarters, plus 340. France, Paraguay, 1-0 exact score, 6-1. France to score on a penalty, 6-1. Here we go. Brazil, Norway. Brazil to miss a penalty, 8-1. To score on a penalty, plus 450. Howland first goal, 5-1. Two goals, 10-1. Anytime, plus 130. 14th competitive game in a row, he scored for Norway. 2-1 exact score, 13-1. Norway, plus 360 in regulation, plus 220 to advance. Mexico and England. Bellingham, first goal, plus 950. Anytime, plus 380. Two goals, 35-1. To score on a header, 18-1. Both countries to score on a penalty, 8-1. 3-2 exact score, 45-1. Red card, 5-1. Alt over 3.5, plus 375. It had it all, with the delay also factored in. The Minnesota Twins won their first series at Yankee Stadium since 2014. That's how bad it has been for the Yankees. And got her up 16-1 pre-tournament, 90-1 in the last round. Wins the John Deere.
That was before the fourth round started?
Yes. Incredible. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. If you always want to see these tweets and videos, at Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram. Send them in, we'll put you on. Always be careful. Watch your dogs with the fireworks in the fourth. You've sent this in. This is awesome. This is a dog who's deaf but can't get enough of the fireworks. You know, he's okay.
Doesn't get the boom?
Yeah.
Only gets the visual. Loves him.
Wants a piece of it. Look at the tail. Going. That's excellent. Phenomenal. And this is good too. Big on Instagram. A friend of a friend. Like 3 weeks old. Don't you want, you can't, you wouldn't stand a chance. You go out with Lorraine, you're walking home with one of those. See these guys, right? I think they're bullies. That's phenomenal. 3 weeks old. And I'll just having a good time. Several bad beats. Morocco, Canada, under 2.5. It will not stop. Goal in the 98th minute. Are you kidding? And how about this one? Again, the nonsense with the clock. It said 8 minutes. We're at 110 minutes. Norway to win by shutout. Plus 380 to have a clean sheet. Under 2.5. It's 0-0 in the 78th minute. And Neymar scores in the 110th minute. And you lose that. All that was ridiculous. Condolences.
Worst beats again. We'll ask you now. Oh. Soccer or baseball?
To me, it's not even close. Sports calendar never stops.
Sharp. Which one?
Soccer. Look at all these late goals. I mean, look at that. And then the clock has to factor in with a lot of these, too. And then the Croatia-Portugal thing.
Talk to me when the Nationals blow a 7-run lead in the ninth this week.
All of it documented. Logs posted publicly. Sharpplays.com. Respected, watched, and feared. They reach out to over 500 sources and bettors worldwide across all sports and send it out to subscribers in real time. Advanced AI, trusted insider intel. They find the value before the numbers shift. Everyone wants those Mr. Poison tweets and updates as well. Start winning with them. SharpPlays.com. We love them.
Scoreless Spain, Portugal, 88th minute now of this match.
Oh, doctor.
Not a single goal here.
Under a half minus 250.
I would really like to get one from Spain. I bet them at minus 102 when the number, when the market was betting Portugal earlier this morning before the match started. I like this team. Yep. I know that, now, what do we make of the match where they drew against Cape Verde? Don't we kind of have to re-examine?
Yeah. It was great, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that team obviously can play a little bit.
Weren't impressive against Uruguay either. I felt they were outplayed. This is good, too. So there's a lot on the line tonight, and we'll see how Belgium responds and what they do. And you know, interesting, we got a lot of emails and tweets. Is there a market that Belgium walks off the pitch, whatever? But this is Thomas Tuchel, the manager at England, when he was saying about Pandora's box here. And, you know, now what happens after what just transpired with Balogun and FIFA's ruling? What's on the table moving forward?
Can Harry maybe ask Donald Trump, where does this start and where does this end now? Can we overturn it or not overturn it? Or what is
that something that actually
what is going on?
You'll seek to pursue? Because, like you say, there's surely a chance. Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, where to draw the line? That's the question that I ask. I have no answer to that. Where does this end now? Do we appeal if a yellow card is not a yellow card? Do we think it's not a red card? Or who thinks it? Where does this start and where does this end? It's my question. I don't have an answer.
Can Harry maybe ask Donald Trump to?
Maybe, yeah. That's a good starting point.
They had a red last night. I had to play with 10 guys.
Trump hang out with Harry Kane. He was complimentary of him on social media.
They have to appeal.
Uh-huh.
They have to.
People outraged at this. You got to be kidding me. This is the most corrupt organization of all time, and that's no hyperbole. So as far as, you know, making it up as they go and do what they want, I mean, it's FIFA. So.
Well, it's a bad look how we got to this point. That's it. That's all. The kid never should have been suspended. It never should have been a red
card. Whole thing, it was handled the wrong way. Right.
Sure, right.
And
the process stunk.
There should be an appeals process, yeah.
This is, by the way.
If we believe them, that's one thing. Were they already looking into it? Who knows? Yeah. Did the extra nudge or phone call help? I'm sure. But hopefully if we blow them out, there won't be any controversy.
Now, we did not show this photo before the tournament began, but this was making the rounds of, the Norway side. Taking this team photo before they came to the States and they played. And, you know, it makes sense because it's just, it looks like you're watching a brand new TV show that was set back in, you know, the 1400s.
I hear the Vikings very good. Never got
I've heard it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Right. And this is exactly, this looks like Viking season three.
Yeah.
Right. And then, so now it's recirculating. And the thought is, how do we not all think that this team was going to go on a long run after they put this photo out, and there's an unbelievable opportunity and a goal.
There you go. Beautiful.
The goal gets there in the 91st minute.
Are we clean? Are we clean?
A question that needs to be asked 95% of the time.
Ooh, Spain in the 90th minute. That's a banger. Beautiful play. All right. I don't see anything.
I got to see how that happened because he was, Ronaldo's not happy. It was, where was the defense?
Fell asleep.
Was it Marino with the goal?
Like it'll stop. Yeah. I'm seeing 1,400 in play now. Draw 7-1.
And we got plus 6 minutes here to go now. Looking at the replay. Well, they didn't call anything.
Yeah, they stopped playing.
Portugal stopped there for a minute.
That the guy who fell? Yeah, the guy who fell down is the guy who scored. It's crazy.
Is that a set play?
No, I don't think that. I think that was just.
I'm thinking it wasn't
on purpose.
What was the? It's the Jared Goff stumbling after he takes the snap.
Yeah, yeah.
To throw the team for a loop.
I don't think it was planned.
I know, but if it was planned, it's absolutely brilliant.
Sure, football, right? Yeah, football's great.
Oh boy!
No, but your point about Norway, this picture's phenomenal.
Oh, come on, Paul.
Yeah, it's like people tweeted, you know, something spectacular is going to happen when you do something like this, like expect a long run, right? I can't believe it. This is, I was stunned with how bad Brazil was. And that's, you know, the expectations they have and the size of their country and earliest exit since 1990.
Yeah, but you know what? They're not that good.
No, they weren't. No way.
They're overrated.
No way. Absolutely. I totally agree. I thought they should have won, but still, it was just
How about Holland yesterday with the rowing chant?
With the drum?
Oh, my. He just had thousands of people, and as The Rock would say, and millions across the world eating out of the palm of his hand, beating the drum, slowly taking it all in, his smile. Can't get enough of it.
Great photo.
Up next, longtime soccer analyst Tommy Smith. He's going to hop on the program. We will get into tonight's action with USA and Belgium. How will Balogun's return impact both teams now that he is cleared to play, coming up here on VSiN.